Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, let's welcome Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman, inshallah. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam, Mulana. How's everything in South Africa?
Alhamdulillah.
Weather's fine?
Gee, all is well, alhamdulillah. Another cool day, alhamdulillah. Your side, how's everything there?
It's heating up. It's heating up. The winter has officially left.
Okay.
Well, alhamdulillah.
But you're still sounding strong despite the heat wave.
Yeah. Well, it's only been a couple of days. But now, talk to me in June, July. Something different.
Yes. So, Mufti Sahab, we want to speak on, I don't know, You just put it so beautifully that you would like to speak on this topic because there seems to be some relation with the surnames. Your surname,
yes.
Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman, is your surname. And we have Umar Suleiman. So I don't know if there's any family relations as such.
Definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Okay.
But alhamdulillah. We share that name.
Okay. So why we say this here? You know, every now and again, there's a fitna that's coming to our country. Recently, we have to say it. And it's not something that we love to say. But of course, when there's a kidnapper for our wealth, we then make a big noise about it. But for the kidnappers, when it comes to with regards to our iman, which is something that is totally valuable, and if we're just going to fall into these traps, it's going to be quite severe for us, and the end is going to be especially detrimental to our health of iman, wealth of iman, and everlasting year after. So nonetheless, you will be coming to Cape Town, and I'll be honest, I don't know much. I've heard a little bit here and there about him, about his LGBTQ stance before. I'm not sure if he changed it after Trump came into power, but these are the different issues. Maybe you can just highlight a few aspects which we need to be alert of.
He has a master's degree in Islamic finance. So we start with that.
Okay.
All right. So that's a red light right there. Also, he graduated from the University of Medina. So you know he's not strong with madhab. Okay. That's another problem. Very, very big on YouTube. Okay. I guess he has his own channel also. It's worrisome because it looks like he's one who's very particular about his appearance. There's never anything out of place with him. He doesn't wear suit and tie, okay. But his topi looks like he just bought it last week. It doesn't look used. There's not a hair out of his beard that's out of place. They're all the same length, very well combed, very well groomed. So that's problematic also. And yeah, like you said, he's had many controversies with the Rainbow Coalition. Okay, he had speeches where he said he wants to, you know, straight and gay have to pray together and have to work together. And his original statements or stances was that there were laws that the gay community wanted implemented in America for protection for who they were. And obviously, America is not just going to make a law just for them. They'll have to make it sweeping, which would include protection against religious discrimination, age discrimination, color, as well as sexual preference. So Umar and some others wanted to jump in the bandwagon, saying that some of these people the gays, the laws that they want, like protection, would, if they get attacked because they're gay, then it would be like considered a terrorist crime. So, yeah, we would want to piggyback onto that, okay, and support their fight for that type of law, because it would also include religious. If I'm attacked because I'm a Muslim, then that would be considered a terrorist attack, and there would be more emphasis on catching the perpetrators. See, so that's where he was coming from before, and it caused him a lot of problems, and he's danced around it lately. So I don't know exactly where he is with it now, but when he first came out, that's where he was.
Okay, but I find if you look at him and you look at few other individuals who are, you know, more of this way, which is supportive of rules and laws of Islam on the one side, and sort of slowly gripping you and then pulling you and towards a different direction. I'll give you a simple example for the listeners as well. If you go onto his, now he belongs to Yaqeen Institute. And if it is possible, each one of us can go there now on the website, and we can see Institute, Yaqeen Institute, how does Islam view LGBT issues? And Yaqeen Institute, you can find it at your time, at your leisure, or you can do it with me now. But let's read for you from the text that they have here. So they say, let's start with the hukam, the ruling in Islam. So this is clear, unambiguous. So it sounds strong. And this is what I'm saying to you. It spurs you on. You want to read this. And then the other principle is that desires are not sinful, nor should people be identified or ostracized by desires. Instead, every Muslim is defined by Islam, which is submission to Allah with those desires. Now, you can have 20 points after that, but this particular point in itself is totally dangerous itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not define same-sex relations as part of that which is desires, natural desires. This is something that is animalistic. This is not something that is natural. Woman, Allah speaks about it. Shahawat, for woman, this is part of it. For wealth, this is part of it. But shahawat, men to men, this is not natural. So already this year, and I find this also with this other individual, Yasir Qadi, Dr. Yasir Qadi, they're all doctors, DR. So we must call them by what they're not Molanas.
Well, he's a doctor because of PhD.
Yes, so.
Qadri, he has a PhD from Western University. So that's why he's a doctor.
So those titles.
But he's not a medical doctor or a spiritual doctor. He's neither one of those.
Mm. So he also, he'll go down this road to say that desire. It's not a desire that we must clarify. This is something that we have, I don't know, perhaps we too much with animals, or perhaps even animals don't do these things. So how do you justify this here? But this point here, I'm just giving you this example from his particular website. And the other principle is that desire, so it's sort of molding your mind to say that, see, we're not on that extreme to say that it's not wrong. Of course it's wrong. And this is unambiguous. It's clear. But this poison that you inserted here, this year, is problematic. So like this, I just ask Mufti Saab a simple question, not to answer, but for the listeners to apply their minds. This is what the Quran Sharif wants from you. Apply your minds, work your brains towards the truth. If a person has to come and say, you know what, Mufti Saab, LGBTQ is haram, how can we ever accept it? So already your opinion about me, if you didn't know me, then you will say this person is quite strong on this issue. So I caught your attention, and you sort of, you found that mutual grounds now. that he's saying it's haram, he's saying it publicly, this, that, the other. So now I warn the public by doing so. Together with that, now I also say that, you know what, but it's also desires, and desires are not sinful. So I use that technique, which is a Dajjali technique, because that's what exactly Dajjal is going to do. He's going to beautify things for you. But he has to look attractive. His physical appearance is not attractive. But what he's going to do, that's going to be attractive for your nafs. So like this, I become a serious danger to your iman, because first I trapped you. And this we can see with all fitan today. It's not coming out boldly and saying what's wrong is wrong. We have to agree on those things. But it's about also including in that this is wrong, but inserting that venom also, so that that evil one day, the minds are prepared for evil then. So, Mufti, you can just inform us more on these issues as well.
I see it, the Muslims having a problem because we don't have the same mindset that the Sahaba had. Okay, the Sahaba were very strong in the way they gave Dawah and Tabligh and the way they explained Islam. When you finished speaking to them, you were not Muslim, when you left them, you understood that at least the Sahaba believed that this was the only way to go. Mm. Okay? And in America, any group that tries to say they are the right way to the exclusion of the others has a problem. Mm. Okay? Because America is like, you can do whatever you want and you can call yourself whatever you want. Just don't rob me or don't cause me any difficulty. Okay? I've spoken to many non-Muslims, obviously, when I was there, and they had problems with Islam, thinks it's the only way. And our Quran tells us it is the only way, but we don't want to admit that. Okay, so it starts with Dawah and Tabligh, I feel. And this LGBT, this thing is just a smaller problem, all right? The bigger problem is most Muslims think interfaith is okay.
Hmm.
Okay, we have to coexist because we're the minority, okay? But when Allah, you know, clearly says that, you know, he has no son, all right? And it is only him. And we say, yeah, we have some problems with Christianity, you know, but, you know, we... You know, they're people of the book, and we don't want to say anything bad and hurt their feelings. Brother, you have to stand up and be strong. Many people don't like Maulana Desai because he speaks the truth directly, which Allah says in the Quran, say the truth, speak directly to the point. But we don't want to do that. We want to tap dance. We're not ready yet. We're not ready yet. And when I listen to things and I read things, I see some of the Christians think they know Islam better than the Muslims in America, including our imams. So this is a big thing. We have to stand up and convince ourselves, and it's not in our heart, that Islam is the only way. Okay? It's the only way to go. And if you die outside of Islam, you're going to hell, whether you're gay or not. So this is the thing. We have to bring the message. We have to be different, but we don't want to be different. We want to include ourselves. We want to step in. And we don't understand the terms of the fight. You know, in boxing, before the fight, they give the rules, right? The referee gives the rules and asks the bull fighter, you understand? And they both say yes, okay, touch gloves, come out, all right, and start the fight at the bell, all right? But we don't know what's going on in America. Even the ones that are born there don't really understand. Looking at the election, how they wanted Biden, and then, oh, Biden's not doing anything to help in Gaza. So we'll elect Trump. And me and you, we knew what was going to happen if Trump came in, okay, even from a distance. But the people in the house, they don't see that the house is burning. It's sad. We don't have the guts. We don't have the gumption. We're just too laid back.
Yes, we're lacking that confidence. And, of course, we've got to put the tie and suit jacket on just to, you know, say that I'm also on your side, but my name will be Muslim as well, and I'm still also a follower of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this kind of mindset which you've just highlighted now is of significant importance that we stay away from, and we should. It's the month of Taqwa, where we're supposed to be adopting Taqwa and to identify who are our role models who are deep and who are firmly rooted in this particular quality of taqwa. And if we're going to just say, you know what, in every issue, we can see, okay, LGBTQ, for example, or you take the issue of drugs, or you take the issue of so many issues. How countries deal with it, South Africa, they say, you know what, too many people are smoking taha, just let's legalize it and get done. So we all on the same page now. So once it's legalized now, people don't have to feel so bad of doing it. And this year is, I feel, if you just take television as an example here, we always go back to this, because as a youngster growing up, we knew this was wrong, even though we engaged in it. But the ulama then, they put it in our minds, this is the shaitani box. So when it came to those big nights, when it came to those Ramadans, when it came to their Jumu'ah, you made sure you never touched it. You knew it's wrong. You made Tawbah from it. But now when you think it's correct, like this, the issue is not television here now. That's a major issue on its own. But highlight so many crimes that we are busy involved in. But we just go about like it's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with it. What's wrong with greeting a LGBTQ? I mean, he's a human being. People will speak like this.
Yeah. Well, one thing about them, the LGBT, they're very educated for the most part. On average, you know, they're college educated. Most of them even graduates and master's degrees. So when they write things, they use logical arguments, okay? And it's hard to argue against them because of their, you know, secular knowledge, okay? And America, the press in America and in the West, they are used very well to insist that people who have just come to this country assimilate to the culture of the country. No matter what the culture may be, even though the culture is going down, okay, when my mother was a child, you know, women did not get pregnant unless they were married. All right. Nowadays, no. You know, like 70% of black people, they're being raised by single mothers. All right. And sometimes their mothers never married. Okay. So there's a lot of pressure to be included. So no one has a problem with the next person being homosexual as long as it doesn't affect them. When I was in America and I was a parent and my children were in government school, public schools, the Muslims tried to get a petition, signatures together that there would be no alternative families concept. That a family is not just a man and a woman with children. No, it can be two men, na'udzubillah, and children. It could be two women and children, this type of thing. They had the book, My Two Daddies. Okay, a boy, he has biological father who was homosexual, and the boyfriend lived with them. So My Two Daddies was the name of the book. So, and this was for class two in America. Okay, so the Muslims are trying to get signatures. Hey, listen, man, we got to get this out of the school system. And when I talk to people who are not Muslim, I said, I don't care about my teacher being gay or my son's teacher being gay as long as he's a good teacher. Mm. As long as he can teach science, as long as he can teach math. This is important. What he does in his bedroom is his problem. Okay, so now you have people who have a problem with that, and they're a minority, okay? And so they're afraid to speak up now, to go further. You see, and this is where the Muslims are. Okay, they're pretty much alone in wanting something that is righteous, okay, and God-fearing. But this country used to be a God-fearing country, but that's, forget about it. It's only on the money now. In God we trust, okay? All others pay cash. The only God-fearing is on the money. No other fearing of God. So Muslims who really are sincere, they have to be a little quiet because they're afraid. Hmm. Okay, but you know, we have the Quran with us. We have Allah behind us. If we do it, but we're too afraid.
Yes, and what I've noticed is if you don't, especially with this whole Palestine issue and Gaza, it's shown us so many lessons that see, when we show this resistance, then we actually putting the truth out in the media, in the market, in the global world. Everyone must know this is the truth when we resist. But when we tend to show that, you know what, never mind. Imagine every person of Gaza had to say, don't worry, man. They're offering us so much. We had one sheikh who came on, and he had told us that because his house is quite close to Masjid al-Aqsa, they offered him how much of money to leave peacefully. So we learn from this that they do offer their money to leave peacefully. It's not like something they are forced to initially. Now, when they were refusing to leave peacefully with so much of money offered to them, despite that, now they use their force upon them. So if they had to take into that and say, you know what, let's just take the money, let's do things, where would there be any resistance for Palestine or Masjid al-Aqsa in particular, which we focused on? So
yeah, we have to step forward. You're absolutely right. We have to step up. But we're too afraid. Look, if 90% of us are not praying namaz, then what do we really expect, though? Mm. Okay? So Tabligh tells us 90% of us are, you know, not praying. But the 10%, they can't do everything. Can't fight jihad and can't argue and can't, you know? Mm. They're the biggest problem. So we don't analyze the situation properly. You know, just last month, we talked about how people are so surprised that there is really no freedom of speech in America. People go, oh man, it's much easier to speak in America against their government than it is in Pakistan or in other places. Okay, but you're not looking at who you can't speak against. Anybody can say anything against Bush or Biden or anybody like that, but can you speak against the Jews? Now the freedom of expression stops. There is no speaking against the Jews. So now we just see that this Palestinian, I think he is, okay, I think he's in New York. He's in a university. He has a green card. He hasn't been charged with a crime. He hasn't committed any crime, but he's being deported back to his country. Although he's married to an American and she's pregnant, okay? But his crime is leading demonstrations against Israel for what they're doing in Gaza. That's the only thing he's doing, okay? Peaceful demonstrations. He hasn't destroyed any property or any trespassing or anything like that, just quietly like that. So they're sending him back. So, but if you say anything against Bush, no problem. You can make T-shirts against him. You can do whatever you want against him. Okay? But there's freedom in America. No, but you cannot speak against the Jews. Okay? And that's the thing. So and now Trump is going after colleges who are allowing anti-Semitic talk. is being allowed. Okay, they're going to try to root it out and throw out the college president, throw out the students, throw everybody out who says anything bad against Israel. Mm. You can say whatever you want against America, in America, but you can't speak about the Jews.
That's
okay.
Yeah, so like we said yesterday also, it's the banks you can... I mean, all the shops can be... Oh, it must be open, but the banks, they have to... They can operate according to how they want to. So there's all these double standards that we've constantly been seeing and witnessing. And slowly, slowly, as I've seen this morning, I was really happy to see that... the markets, the stock markets of the US is collapsing, and they fear inflation, recession, all of this here. And of course, why not, when the Quran Sharif tells you that? When you're spending your money to support evil, and to, you will turn, it will turn as a remorse for you. And who better than, that's why, inshallah, I hope it's this must unfold. But who better than Trump to be president when the fall comes in and the whole collapse comes in? That's inshallah.
He's another Teflon person, though. Nothing sticks to him. And I read the paper this morning from New York. And they acknowledge that the stock market is going down. Okay. But they're blaming it all on Biden. Okay. They're blaming that on Biden. So why? They said, when you read the stories, this is what the New York Post said. New York Post is a pro-Trump newspaper. Okay? They said, when you read the stories, the other stories from other newspapers, you would think that that Trump has been in power for 4 years instead of 4 weeks.
Hmm.
All right? So these things that were there had been building for the last 4 years. Okay? Trump has come and done some things. And in 4 weeks, you know, you've seen the result of, you know, things going down. But it's not his fault. It's the last four-year policy, not the last 4 weeks. Mm. So they're protecting him now. So even if it does collapse, he won't be blamed.
Mm.
At least by half of the country. Half of the country won't blame him. They'll still blame it on Biden.
Mm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for one and all. We still hope, inshallah, that... what had happened with Fir'aun when the Haqq prevailed, and the Haqq is prevailing now. And you've mentioned previously, although we don't know what quality of Muslims, but a lot of Americans are accepting Islam. We just hope, inshallah, that this twist can come in where they see the truth, and they are standing against him on many issues. And inshallah, not just him, but he's not the problem. He's just placed there, but those people behind him, those people who are hiding behind those veils and curtains, those are the ones, they don't like to become public because they know then they're going to be a threat. So they put these people there. Like you've said, Trump is not following. If anyone says anything against America, that's, we can tolerate, but don't say anything against Israel, don't say anything against the Jews. This year becomes now a problematic issue. So, but what's lovely to see is when the Jews speak against them, that's just, that kills their whole plan.
See, but he is in power because he's chosen by Allah, and because of the misdeeds of the Muslims. You bring up Musa alayhi salam. He overthrew Pharaoh without an army. Okay? But how long did it take? It took 30 years. He made dua. Musa, alayhi salam, he made dua. And Harun, his brother, alayhi salam, said Ameen. But it took 30 years after that before Pharaoh came down. And in the meantime, what happened? Allah told the Jews to turn your houses, all right, toward the Qibla and pray in your houses. So they had to change inside, and then Allah brought the victory. Mm. Okay? Like you said, many Americans are accepting Islam, but many Muslims are leaving Islam in America.
Mm.
Okay? That has to stop. the front door is open and people coming in, but we didn't lock the back door. And too many people are becoming morted in America. So we have to fix that. And you, when that gets fixed, then you'll see change, inshallah. I believe, in my belief.
Inshallah, Allah make it happen. Mufti, we appreciate your time and your sentiments. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. Make dua for us.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.